Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to welcome everybody to the show, new and old listeners, or should I say young and old, new and regulars. Welcome. Before we move on, disclaimer, I think this is disclaimer night, I'm not sure, so I'm going to go ahead and say that the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of each individual or guest and do not necessarily reflect those of On Wheels Now, All Star Internet Radio, its affiliates, or any parent companies. With that said, hosting tonight, with the evil eye looking right at me, the one, definitely the one, the only, Mr. JJ Nunn, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, fantastic is good.
What? Why do you
I like
always
fantastic.
Why do you always presume?
I listened to your conversations before, so yeah, I'm not presuming anything.
I'm getting a bad rap here.
I'm playing it safe.
I am constantly getting a bad rap.
Constantly.
I
mean, from what angles? I mean, inside, outside, left, right,
every side. Inside the box, outside the box.
All over the box.
I'm one of the nicest guys in the world, and you constantly give me a bad rap.
Hey, I'm not giving you a bad rap. Why do you think I'm giving you a bad rap,
Wyatt? Sounds like you got something caught in your throat.
Ay. Wyatt. Speaking of Wyatt, the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt. How are you guys doing? How you doing?
Good. Great.
You look like you got a smirk on your face. What's happening here?
I'm always happy.
Wait, whoa. You need a lozenge or something now. Dang. We've got a fly on the wall tonight, too.
Wait,
which wall? Wait a minute.
Not the fly on the wall.
Justin. He don't have a mic. He's not mic'd up. Justin Griffith is here. The 42 demolition car. I mean, bomber car. I'm just kidding. Nobody put me up to that.
Hey, he had a good run. He's had two good runs, man. The car hasn't come back with a dent on it.
I keep looking for it. I don't see it out there. Did he change it?
Give the kid a little credit.
Hey, it's the bumblebee running around.
He's calmed down a little. He's thinking a little. Forgot to charge his battery over the Friday, but we had an extra one for him.
You don't have an alternator? Why not? Throw an alternator on that thing. You're not going to lose that much power, trust me.
He's stayed out of trouble, you know. I mean, little push and shove, but when you're rolling with 23 cars out of the bull ring, you know, there is push and shove, but nothing intentional. And
hold on, he wants to talk.
Oh.
Hey.
You know, from what I think he's got, 12th and a 13th place finish?
You know what?
Out of 23 cars...
No,
that's 50% of the way.
No, that's good. I was just giving you crap, Justin. I mean, great job out there. The car is rolling back on the trailer. All you guys, really.
We've reined them back in.
Hello.
Oh,
I see hands through the door. I'm just waving back. Hello, whoever that was.
Not wrecking stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, he's been hit. He's been shoved. He hasn't retaliated, you know. And on top of that, I do have to mention his brother. Okay.
He's been kicking some butt too, man.
He had a really good run, finished it up fifth. right?
Now stop for a second. We're talking about this last past weekend, LVMS, the Bullring.
Yeah.
You guys just had a race, Bomber. You're talking about the Bomber race, NASCAR Bomber races out at the Bullring. And great finish on the main events. I didn't see the heat, so I'm guessing you guys did okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, don't even start. That's why I came with 1 minute left.
He was there?
I was there.
Let's go back in these archives.
You didn't
quick.
See my car? You didn't see my car there?
Yes, I got the modified. I plan on having it ready. I should be out there testing Friday, and I'll
run Saturday. I didn't say I was going to be there Friday.
I didn't even see him not once. All night long on Saturday.
I was not there, and I didn't say I was going to be there Friday. I did say I was going to be there Saturday, but I didn't make it.
Oh, no, you were there Saturday, apparently.
Well, yeah, at 7 whatever it was, 7:20. On the other side. Well, that's what happens when your help shows up at 1:30 and leaves at 2:30. So, hey, you got to do so much with one man. I must be a big a-hole because nobody wants to help me. I can't ask you guys. You guys have your
except for
trust me. I don't want to ask you guys. I don't want to ask you guys to help
you
me.
You got some friggin' nerve.
How many cars you guys have?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
What's one more?
I'm not going to hinder you guys from making it out to the track.
Hold on.
Nothing to do with you guys.
If JC Motorsports can take on Justin Griffiths and Gary Griffiths, your one car is not going to matter, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. I just will not hinder you guys from making your race.
You done?
I do want to say I am 90% done, and I will be at Touch of Truck.
Are you done?
With a car. with the modified.
Done?
Hey!
With the modified.
You better read that
disclaimer again. Hey, JJ, that's the whole reason right there. He led us to believe he was going to race, but in reality, he was working on the car for Touch a Truck. Hey, that's what he was doing.
Well,
he had
us. It's definitely a better cause than me running around the track.
Boy, Wyatt, I'll tell you right now, with that statement, you calmed me down with a lot of damn cursing. I'll tell you,
and it's a better cause than me just running around. The family-to-family connection, Touch a Truck event coming up this Saturday definitely is a much bigger thing than I will ever be. So,
good answer.
Hey, good answer for you, Gary.
Well, I was ready to unload.
I saved the day.
Thanks, man. I owe you a lunch or something.
Yeah.
There isn't a beep long enough on that machine to stop what I had to say.
Back to the race. Yes. Gary Griffith finished fifth this past weekend.
Good run for him, too.
He had a good run. He started on the pole. It was 12-car invert from the heats and started on the pole.
How are they doing the inverts?
From the video that he sent me that I saw, it's up on YouTube.
Okay.
He bobbled once, let a couple cars get underneath him, and he ran real, real well.
How are the inverts being done? Are they doing enough a roll of the dice?
No, they're bringing in the first Bomber heat winner.
They're doing it by the heat.
A card.
A card, okay.
And I don't know the specifics. I will ask Mr. Tim Richter how that's being done. I was just curious.
And I haven't been out there, obviously.
The draw was 12, number 12. Uh-huh. Because I didn't understand the first race, I ended up on the pole.
Exactly.
You know, so we'll get into that later, but... Gary Griffith Jr. had a really, really good run. I'm impressed. Was clean. He wasn't molested at all. One bobble. That's all it was. He didn't touch the wall this week.
That's good.
He ran. We're dialing it in. He's supposed to be testing. I spoke to him today. He's supposed to be testing the next test Friday. we got a little bit more air pressure and shock and spring work to do. He's running different tires than we are, so he wasn't able to test last Friday. We're hoping to get him dialed in come the next test Friday and get him where he needs to be. He's running consistent 19s out there.
Wow, that's
He's just a little bit off.
Now, do I dare bring this up? I noticed Gary running the dirt 65,
Bomber.
Not the...
Yep.
We're still
chasing after the purple one. Like Gary said, we're throwing everything at it. There's two more options. We tested out there again Friday night.
Same issue.
Did three different things to it and couldn't make it work. So we brought the Dirt 65 back out. And I believe Gary finished 11th.
Now,
so Justin was right behind him in 12th, and Arlie really had a good run. He bobbled in the heat race, but I had fun racing him. We were in the back. I was in the back, and he finished up 12th.
12th, okay.
Arlie.
If I'm not mistaken.
So that the blue number 10 car. 14th? 13th?
Cool.
Okay.
Not bad. So, if I'm not mistaken, Gary's 10th in points. You're get JJ in 11th.
11th. Don't ask.
And
me
somebody in 12th, and then Justin's in 13th, and Arlie's in 14th. So you guys are right there.
Yep.
So
Gary's in 7th in points. Gary Griffith with the 0-1.
Oh, that's right.
The
general. I thought he was 5th, but yes.
The general.
7th. Okay.
Yeah, he's 5th,
but 7th in points. That's
he's had a 5th place finish and a 10th place finish.
Yep.
So
not bad.
Yeah,
they're moving up. Cars are rolling on the trailer, so that's a good deal.
Yeah, went real well. A little problem with Tony Reigert's car. He's got a vacuum leak inside the car, and he spun a belt again. So I discussed with him after the race. Tony runs the 67, and he's only got a 305 in there. You know.
And
got a little. He's got to get a new belt. He spun a belt again and didn't finish the race. So
he's still
after him. Also,
is he still with the ADA, the Diabetes Association? So if you want to find out more, of course, you can probably find him through Facebook or through Justin, or go to thebombernation.com. Of course, for all your race information, you want to go to thebombernation.com. Click on the message boards. You'll probably find Justin there talking crap about you.
But it's wild, man.
Hey,
these cars are flying out there.
Yeah, they're really
freaking,
mean. You know what? That's
the
biggest class out at LVMS.
Yeah,
are the 23 bombers.
Cars, so. 2 weeks in a row. We had Jerry Dittman come in. He came in, and Steve Borkowski rolled out for the first time this year. And we missed Billy Hearn and Scott Bradbury. Otherwise, we would add a field of 25.
Well, and congratulations to Aaron McMorrin, of course.
Yes,
he won this
past weekend.
First race.
That's and right. They had an on-track autograph session.
I missed that.
Yes, they did.
How was that?
It was nice. We got to see Mike Lane from Fawn Valley Speedway.
Cool.
He came out.
Vern
Hill from Fawn Valley Speedway came out.
Sweet.
And one of
the flagman,
yes,
Pat, and the scorer, his wife, Pat from Valley Speedway.
Sweet. There
yes,
came out.
They both came out and was checking it out. So
cool deal.
Presented him with a couple of cowboy hats that we were signing.
Is this what you have on your head there?
Yeah,
I was wondering about what was going on with that.
That's what we signed. Some nice cowboy hats.
Cool deal.
And some fedoras out there.
Sweet.
So,
good idea.
Yeah, got to see who I haven't seen in a long time was Mike and Nina Heck.
Mike Heck from Utah. They
came
down. Are they? Cool.
Said hello to Matt Cunningham and Jennifer Cunningham, who used to race also with us.
Right.
Saw quite a few people that we haven't seen in 7 years. It was nice.
They're probably taking a double take, wondering, what are they doing out here?
Yep. I had a few, oh, my God, it's JJ. Oh, my God, it's Gary.
That's funny.
You know, it was a lot of fun. seen a lot of it. If I didn't mention your name, you know, love seeing you Saturday. It was great. We're going to be out there this year. Stop by after the pits. We had a few people drop by after the pits. They had come late for the autograph session. So it was...
Believe it or not, after the race on Saturday, I was making my way to your guys' pits, and then I saw you.
Wait a minute, Mikey came. I stopped.
I was like, you know what? I don't feel like taking crap from these guys for not showing up. So I turned around and started walking.
Let's
that
continue
way.
The show.
I did see Justin's mom on the way going the opposite direction. Hey. I figured I'll save the crap for today.
I was prepared.
Don't tell us you have and you got no damn help, you lying rat bastard.
I don't have help,
okay.
But I do appreciate you guys offering.
All right. How many times have we asked you?
I'm not going to hinder
you. How many
you guys
times have we said?
You guys have a handful right now with one of your guys' cars. I'm not going to ask you to help me. So there. We won't even get into that anymore. Touch a truck this weekend. I'm ready for it. I will have a Grand American Modified there.
I don't know. Just for the hell of it, let me ask.
Don't ask Mike if he's going to be anywhere.
Okay.
90.
What time do you plan on coming?
I don't know. I didn't even get my packet back from
you.
Did you?
You need to show up at 4 o'clock.
Did you get information back? Did you get information back from the check? I didn't get mine.
Hey,
I didn't get anything.
I'm.
When did you get
come
it?
Come on.
How long ago?
Like 3 days ago.
Oh, see, I didn't get mine. They don't want me.
Mm-hmm.
I might sleep in Saturday.
You make sure you be there by 4 in the morning. And that's
so,
four in the morning.
Let's throw that out there. Speaking of that, what times are they having? Do you have information on that?
Yes.
Okay.
9:30 to 3 this year.
Okay. 9:30 to 11 will be an
extended horns free. Okay.
Yes.
An hour and a half.
Cool.
They changed. They went to that last year, and they're going to stay with it this year. So 9:30 to 11 is horns free.
So open to the public at 9:30, horns free till 11. And then after that, free for all.
Yes. The tickets, if you go to familytofamilyconnections.com or touchatruck.com, they're $6 a ticket.
In advance.
In advance.
Okay.
Or $8 a ticket at the gate.
Now, that worked well for them last year. That was the first year I think they did that, and it worked real well. So get them early.
100% of that. At the gate, or whether you buy them online, all the money that you pay to get in to see these trucks, that's 100%, stays with Family to Family Connections. There isn't a dime that goes elsewhere. So come on
family
out.
Family to Family Connections is a
support,
local charity here in
Las
Vegas.
Support this event.
So.
All right. The kids love it every year. We have our tent, and we have our wooden trucks and our stickers, and I have a lot of fun messing with the kids and everything. The cars are going to be available. There'll be two new cars out there that we'll have. We'll have Gary Griffith's 01 General after the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard. He'll have his car out there, and this will be the first time Justin will have his number 42 Bumblebee out there.
Sweet.
So, that's it. And Justin, you got a new sponsor. Who is that? Get up on the mic. Get up on the mic, man. Give him a mic. Can we fire him up, Gary?
Not too loud. We don't want to give him too much airtime.
Not am I on?
You're on.
It's Blue Knight Web Designing. It's all about websites and building websites, and it's a good friend of mine, and he's helped me out a lot this year, and he'll be out there all year with me.
And now, what do they do? Look up BlueKnight.com?
BlueKnightWebDesigning.
.com.
Yep. Or go on Facebook. You can find it Facebook.com/BlueKnightWebDesigning. You can find me on my page. I have a link to it. And
Okay, and that's Justin Griffith, 42 Bomber, and you can also get a hold of him if you want to find out. And do they offer a discount if they mention the races? They seen you at the races or anything?
I'm not sure about that.
You should work on that. All right. We do
come
have
out Saturday, talk to Justin some more.
Oh,
and,
yeah, he will be at Touch.
Is your sponsor going to be out there also?
I believe they will be. I believe they will be out there.
Okay, good. Tell him to bring his business cards and maybe he can sell some web design.
There you go.
Now, speaking of Touch a Truck this weekend, we told you we will have a representative from Touch a Truck as we have for the last whatever years.
I believe this is her third year doing it, which is Shannon Axelrod.
Axelrod, okay.
Yes. Bill Bray Axelrod.
Yes. So if you have questions, now's a good time to bring them up. We'll get her on the line here. Shannon, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me again.
And, of course, what we're going to ask you, the same stuff we try to every year, is what to expect at Touch a Truck, what should we bring and not bring, and ages and times, and we'll let you have at it.
Well, if you recall last year, we were just doing our anti-rain dance but looks like we don't have to worry about that this year. It's going to be beautiful this weekend, about 80 degrees, so I guess bring your sunscreen. and just really bring your family out and put your imagination in gear. So it's such a fun event, as you guys know. Tickets are available through our website, touchtruck.com. So you just go www.touchtruck.com, and tickets are just $6, and all proceeds go to a fantastic charity here in our area in Southern Nevada called Family to Family Connection. So we encourage people to get those tickets early, because if you wait till you get them out the gate, they do go up to $8. So early
in advance at the website, it's $6, and at the gate, it's $8.
That's correct.
Okay. Are you going to have food there again this year? I know you had food trucks out there
last
year.
We have some food trucks there so people can grab some lunch. I'll tell you what we kind of don't do is we try to put the food over to the one side. Because I don't know if you guys have kids, but sometimes you go to these events and these vendors are so in your face, and you think like, oh, well, I brought the whole family out for $24 or $30. And then by the time you leave, you're out a couple hundred because everybody's kind of shoved everything in your face and your kids are crying. So we really go out of our way to not make it about that. It really is about the truck. It's about the event. It's about the fundraiser for Family to Family. So if you want something to eat, you kind of have to go and over to the west side and get it, but you know we're not going to be peddling those wonderful.
Now they're
on the other side of the helicopter.
Are they going to have the helicopter again this year? Are you guys going to have that?
We have the helicopter coming, which is a crowd favorite for sure.
Definitely, and the food trucks are going to be on the other side of where the helicopter usually lands.
Exactly,
okay.
On the west side. Touch a Truck in the parking lot, in the northwest parking lot.
Perfect. Great. We got sharks again this year?
We do. We've got our folks coming out from Shark Reef. We've got several fire trucks. We've got some military vehicles. We've got Gus the Bus, which is really fun especially the little ones who still think it's quite awesome to ride the bus. I don't know,
Definitely.
For those of us who actually had to ride the bus, cool, not so much, but the little one sure think
right.
It's fun. So
is there anything we should know about the hands-free or the horns-free hour
that's
and a half?
Absolutely right. Yes, we have that first hour and a half from 9:30 to 11 o'clock. We call it our horn-free hour. We originally had that done for folks, kids with special needs. The horns can be kind of quite loud. But as we've gone on year after year, we've just noticed that some parents kind of like that respite in that horn-free hour as well. And just, a lot of little ones are sensitive to the noise because, I'll be honest, it can get, as you guys remember from last year, it can get kind of loud. It's all in good fun because who doesn't like to climb aboard a big rig and pull that horn? But, so that first hour and a half, we ask people, we ask the truckers to make sure that the horns aren't honked and the sirens aren't blaring. But then after that, it's no holds bar. People, tell your kids, don't touch that. Don't climb on that. Don't do that. You don't have to do it that day. So it's kind of nice for parents.
We got any interesting new entries this year?
You know what? We actually have, which we're pretty excited about, the Nevada Ballet Theater, funnily enough, has a track. And so they're going to be doing a bunch of, they're going to have their dancers come out and dance on the back of their truck. So, you know, sometimes people have this idea that an event like this might be more boy-specific or girl-specific.
Right.
Now, I don't believe that to be true, but we're really trying to have something for everybody.
And,
so we have some new sponsors coming out, some new activities. We're going to have face painting. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great event. This is our 11th annual, if you can believe it.
Wow. Can you believe that? 11 years.
Yep.
And now these guys with the race cars, the BomberNation.com JC Motorsports guys here, they've been doing it, what, seven?
I believe this is our eighth year.
Eighth year already. Wow.
Oh,
almost your
we
full
love
time.
That. We love that.
So, you know, it just goes to show you they put as much effort into trying to be there for this event than they do any of their races or anything like that. That's how important this is. And I hope it is to a lot of the vendors and people that are get involved. I know for me, this would be, what, my third year, I guess. You know, it just you get hooked on it. So, and
it is. It is addicting. It's such a fun.
It's
event.
Such a great
such
event
a
too.
Event
it really
anytime
is.
Anytime someone says, you know, what is there to do with families and kids in Southern Nevada, and you know, this is a great event, not only for the kids and for the family that you can actually spend time with your kids and your family. But you're supporting a great cause, which is family-to-family connection.
Absolutely.
We had obviously some budget cuts in years past. We lost our state funding. But it's this event, Touch a Truck, that really has allowed us to not only continue our services, offering those free class parenting classes from 0 to 5, but we've actually this year expanded. We're now at two community centers here
great.
In Southern Nevada, and we just want to continue doing exactly what we're doing and continue to meet folks where they are and really give the kids in our community a fair shot and a leg up and parents feel empowered knowing they're doing the right thing as parents as well.
That was one of my questions. It was last year you were looking at a 3-year lease on a Cambridge Recreation Center. Has that gone forward on Flamingo Road in Maryland? Excellent.
I'm happy to say we have opened in Cambridge, and we opened our doors in December, you know, kind of with trepidation, hoping, you know, that we got out there that people would find out about us and come. And I have to tell you, it has been amazing. The response has been amazing. We've scheduled more and more and more classes just to fill the need. So it's fantastic, and we love doing it. We love that we have that dollar lease from the county. But, you know, it still takes some amount of funds to send our folks over there to do the classes. And so this, like I said, this event, Touch a Truck, really keeps us doing what we do, and now we've expanded into East Las Vegas Community Center, and we have our sights set on other areas throughout the valley as well.
Are you headed up to the Northwest headquarters by chance, or have you established there?
No, we are completely open. I mean, our idea has been and always will be to meet folks where they are. So if the need is in a certain area and the opportunity is there for us to come in, we will wholeheartedly do it. You know, I still think it's remarkable, you know, with the amount of money that we can operate on. I mean, we our entire charity with, you know, our executive director and all our staff and the rent that we pay, keeping the lights on everything, we operate at about $140,000 a year, which if anyone knows anything about a nonprofit, I mean, that is some CEOs of not-for-profits make much more than that. So we really do a lot with our shoestring budget. But that being said, you still got to buy the shoestring.
That is true.
So we just really appreciate the support, and we will continue to bring those services wherever we see a need and there's an opportunity for us to go in.
Now, Shannon, could you elaborate a little bit on the preschool classes and parenting workshops that Family to Family Connections offers?
Sure,
go into
sure.
Depth with
so,
that.
For example, you know, research has shown us that children do better when they go to school when they've been in a preschool environment. Well, that research has also shown that children do better even pre-preschool with that some sort of learning opportunity with their parents. So what we offer is the parents come in. This isn't a daycare thing. It's a structured class with the parents where the parents are involved, either doing tummy time or different developmental. I mean, it starts literally from zero, from birth up to age five. So we'll do everything from silly dance, singing songs, kind of keeping an eye out for kids that maybe have a developmental delay that maybe the parents were unaware of because they haven't had that interaction with children their same age. You know, a lot of parents might have a little girl who, you know, develop normally, and then they have a son, and they think, people say, oh, no, boys just develop differently. And they kind of accept that. They say, okay. And then they come into our class, and maybe the baby is 9 months or a year old, and they put them with other children the same age, and they literally have that moment that they think, oh, my gosh, he is not developing exactly to the where he should be. And, you know, anybody who's been to the doctor lately, you know the onus is on you to tell the doctor anything you're worried about. And that's the same thing with pediatricians as well. So we're trying to empower parents to have the information to know that their children are developing correctly and giving them that information. And the great thing is we do work with Nevada Early Intervention, and we do work with these other programs. So if they're not, we can get them the help that they need as well. So we know that just that early intervention is key.
You also provide child safety classes and infant
absolutely,
and toddler
absolutely.
CPR
we teach,
classes.
Parents how to child-proof their home correctly, what's important. I mean, you know, it's a different world out there in many ways than when we were growing up. So just the little things, you know, you need a license to catch a fish or drive a car, but you just, when you have the baby, they just kind of send you out there into the brave world. So we're just trying to fill that gap and helping folks out the things that make good people better parents.
Definitely. Just amazing that having an ear to listen to or some guidance, sometimes we, you know, as a parent, you know, you don't know which way to turn, and it's amazing that you guys offer these classes and a direction when you do need help, especially not with the great unknown of raising kids. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And you know what? It used to be back in the day, you know, we were born in a city or a town, and we stayed in that town, and we had many generations, and people were there, aunts and uncles. But, you know, it's not like that anymore. I mean, it's, you know, people move around a lot, and it can be, having a child can be very isolating in a way. You're sort of in your own area, in your own house, and we pull into our garages and we close the garage, mm-hmm. and you take your baby out of the baby seat. So we're just really trying to have that sense of community that we know is there, and we know that's important. And another thing we know about that isolation, that can also lead to child abuse. And so just even having moms and caregivers come out and talk to like-minded, you know, people who are in the same situation, that helps immensely as well.
Absolutely. If somebody wanted to find out more information, you want to give them the website that they need
sure.
to go to?
Sure. It's www.touchatruck.com.
Okay. And more like, they can also go to family2familylv.org.
Yes, there's a link to our website. That's the easiest one. But if they want to find out more about Family to Family, they can either link to our website, or they can go directly to our website, which is family2familylv.org.
Okay. And is there an easy way for somebody to donate? Let's say they didn't want to, they couldn't make it to Touch a Truck or another event. They can just easily donate? Is that on your website also?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's on our website. We have a donate button, and we would love that. And we actually have a wish list of even baby items that we need because,
as you know,
it's so expensive when to have children. So we're always looking for help with, you know, diapers and safety items. And so there's a wish list on there, but obviously the almighty dollar is king, and we would sure love any donation.
That is great.
We are a small not-for-profit, and we really do depend on the kindness of strangers.
Now, Shannon, last year we were able to meet Diane Farkas, your executive director. Can we expect to see her again out there?
I'm sorry you cut out a little bit, but I think you asked about Diane.
Yes.
Yes, Diane actually is running our Touch Truck meeting right now, which we have a meeting going on right now, so I had to step away to take this call. But
can we get on a webinar with you on that? No, I'm
our
just kidding.
Our final meeting, because since our event is just 4 days away. So.
Wow.
But she is our executive director, our fearless leader. She's been with us since the very beginning in 1998 when we first opened our doors, and I don't know what we would do without her.
It was great to meet her. She came over last year, and we were able to thank her for allowing us to participate in this. Once again, what you do for the community and everything, I can't tell you enough how much we take away from it. Because all of a sudden, each year, we find out how little our problems are and how much is needed to family connections.
Yeah, that perspective is a valuable one, I would say, for sure. You know, we every year we're very stressed towards the last 4 days, you know, as we get into it. And every day I think, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it's here again. And
we were just
that day
thinking that, too,
just,
though.
Honestly,
how
one
quick.
Of the best days of the year. So right. I'm so happy that you guys have joined us year after year and get to be a part of it and just really see what a fantastic community we really do live in.
Absolutely. You know, it's just a privilege for us, I know, to be a part of your organization there, the Touch a Truck event that we're able to be a part of. It's just something else. And this is your primary, this is like your main funding, I guess, for Family to Family Connection.
This really is. This is... This really brings in the lion's share of our fundraising, and also just really gets our message out to the community. So,
definitely.
One of our board members many years ago had this idea to do it. We started out in just a preschool parking lot, and it's grown and grown into just quite an amazing event. And you know, like, once again, I thank the community. We have people who come up year and say, I've been here every year.
Absolutely.
You know, my one child is now 15, and my youngest is now 4. And, you know, it's just,
right.
it's a wonderful opportunity that we have. And I'm excited to see where we go in the future.
What a great, unique event. What a great idea. Again, a couple things, if you could. Can you tell us the location again? And then, obviously, it's not just for kids. It's for big kids, too, like myself. I know I sneak off, and I go look at the other trucks and things when I'm at the event. So, you want to let us know where it's at?
Absolutely. I say all the time, I don't know who has more fun. I mean, sure, we go with the you know, onus of I'm bringing my child.
Yeah, exactly.
But you see those parents looking at the helicopter or the big rig or the fire engine. I mean, who doesn't get excited about that?
Absolutely.
The fact that you can climb inside, and it's a wonderful event. So you can get your tickets, as we said, through our website, which is www.touchatruck.com. There's $6 in advance, $8 at the gate. We do encourage people to get them early and get that waiver signed so you can get in right when we'll have many people accepting those prepaid tickets so you can get right in.
Amazing. And this, again, is at the back parking lot of the Orleans.
So I have a cat and a dog.
Oh.
I think you heard the dog a little while ago, and now the cat got out.
Yeah, I think I heard it in the background.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I know, it's fine.
It is at the Orleans parking lot. It's the Orleans Arena in the Northwest parking lot. So it's right on Tropicana. Tropicana and Decatur probably is the largest street. I think most people know where the Orleans is.
Yes.
But just right behind it on the north parking lot.
Okay. If somebody was interested as participating, is it too late for them to get a hold of somebody, or can they still do it? Or if they want to get a hold of you for next year?
If they contact me ASAP, we could probably fit a few folks in.
Okay. What's the best way they can contact you? Is that on the website?
Yeah, well, or I can just give my phone if that make it easier.
Yeah, that's up to you if you want.
702-280-2060.
Can you repeat that one more time?
702-280-2060.
Okay, and ask for Shannon. Of course, that's your direct phone, and they can get a hold of you if they want to either participate this year or get ready for next year.
Perfect. Well, we'd love to have folks come out. We'd love to have folks participate, and if not this year, we'll get them next year. And thank you for having me on year after
year and
reminding me to ask for donations, because that really is our lifeblood.
Absolutely. So, we thank you for again
for everything
I know, and this is just the stuff you see in front of the scene. Behind the scenes, you guys are really busting your butt. Even more than anybody really even knows. I know that. We've seen it when we were there every time. So
well, thank you.
You.
It's a labor of love. So, like I said, sometimes you can, when this is a volunteer position for me. I have a full time job and family. And sometimes we think, but
yeah,
the event itself is so wonderful, and
absolutely,
we all just are so happy with it. In the end, it's a wonderful, wonderful charity.
Yes, it is. I just want to say thank you very much for the spot that we get every year, and we're not next to the Metro K9 unit.
Yeah, we got to keep it. Yeah.
Well, we love you guys. We will continue to feature you prominently.
Thank you, and we will see you Saturday, of course, April 11th at the Touch Truck event. Thank you, Shannon, for being with us, and we look forward to this as we do every year. Thank you.
Thank
Great.
You very much.
We'll see you in a few days.
We will see you.
Thank you, Shannon.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That was Shannon Bilbray Axelrod, representative for Family to Family Connections. As you heard, this is our 11th year that they're running this Touch a Truck, their 11th year, and I'm pumped up.
Me too.
I'm pumped.
On that note,
I can't wait to see the kids.
Oh, me too. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll get into some more of the Touch a Truck event. So, see you after the break.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports.
So don't miss the action.
We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together and talk about local racing. Of course, again, snuck up on us this year, Touch a Truck, this Saturday, April 11th. Make sure you are there and you take your kids there. You're not going to want to miss it. Not going to want to miss it. I guarantee it. Do we? Is Kaylee?
Yes.
Kaylee still going to be there? Do we know if it's going to be the Super Stock or
no,
the
Super
Late?
No, she's taking the
Super Late. Super Late model. Yep. So the young 17-year-old now,
yep.
Kaylee Barker of the 34-plus-2 Super Late model that races the NASCAR Super Late model division out at LVMS. Yep. Bouldering is going to be there with her beautiful blue Super Late model.
You're going to be out there with your
modified.
Your Lucas Oil modified.
I would call it a Grand American modified, I guess, because
your Grand American modified.
Absolutely, I will be there.
That wasn't there Friday or Saturday.
You know, before I forget, Rex over at Toys for Smiles,
yes,
was nice enough to
Great.
Give us some more trucks. To give out at Touch a Truck.
And
so
what a great thing
him.
That is. The
yes.
Toys for Smiles, this handmade
yes.
toy, wooden hand
cars,
cars, trucks that they make.
That we're able to give to the kids.
It's just amazing that they
have
so many.
And the same thing, we just can't thank him enough for giving us the opportunity to give his trucks
right.
out. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. Absolutely.
So.
That's another great organization.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
They're doing a lot
toys
for the community.
Toys for Smiles.
So.
And that's what we're going to get, a lot of smiles this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also coming out, we're bringing out Gary's brand new car.
Oh,
brand new bomber, the number 65.
Does it?
And nobody's.
Do you have to push it in?
Nobody's
driving
this yet. Nope, we'll be rolling it in and
okay.
firing it
I was
up.
I was just asking.
Since it doesn't have an exhaust anymore due to
hey,
last
there you
Friday
go.
Night.
At
oh,
least
really?
When I say I'm going to be somewhere, I show up.
Hey.
And,
easy now.
I invite everybody to come out.
I was there.
The Bomber Nation JC Motorsports is featuring two newcomers out there. We're going to have Justin Griffiths Jr.'s 01 Bomber. Not fouled that up. Gary. I'm going to hear it from that for that.
The Griffith brothers will be there.
The Griffith brothers will be there. There you go.
The 01 and
the 42.
42. Okay.
Yep. They haven't been out there. Two new cars. So we got three new cars coming out there. Something a little different. They'll be out there putting the kids in and out of their cars and let them play with the steering wheel and find out what a race car looks like.
So you're going to be all sorts of race cars out there. There's going to be the bombers, there's going to be modifieds, yeah. super lame models. You can go to KayleeBarker.com, too, by the way, if you want to buy T-shirts, help support her racing endeavors. So make sure you go to KayleeBarker.com. And then, Justin, are you still part of the Autism Awareness?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, we got you turned off. So, real quick, you want to say
ahead,
something about the Autism Awareness?
Just the Autism Awareness.
What's that about?
Pretty much just raising awareness for the autism and trying to...
If they want to find out more information, where should they go?
Pretty much Google autism awareness. There's so many different foundations and everything about it. And
so you're just raising awareness in general.
Yep,
okay.
That's it.
Hey,
supporting...
Hey, absolutely.
The cause.
Great, supporting the cause.
Supporting the cause.
Can't get any better than that, so... And, of course, JC Motorsports will be at the Touch a Truck event. If you are there and want to find the race cars from the gates when you walk in, very left and right next
go
to the helicopter.
Back.
Yep, straight back and go kind of towards the left. You can't miss the race cars back there. They're going to be against the back fence area there, so as they are every year.
Yep, we got our own little corner.
Yep. Any word
on
Bonita? Is she going to... Make
yeah,
it there?
Yeah, Bonita gave us confirmation that she will be present. You probably can visit her. She'll be behind the wheel of Gary's brand new car.
Okay.
And, yeah, she'll be there.
Yep.
Like she has been.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Can't wait to see Bonita.
She's a good girl. She's a good girl.
At least she makes it. Huh? Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
hey,
no, you're
hey,
not
hey,
kidding.
Hey,
what
will be there.
What a lot of people don't know is that Bonita is part of our development program.
Yeah,
development. Man,
as you were saying.
Yeah,
easy for you to
developmental driver program. So, you know,
apparently she's having some trouble moving forward.
we need to
kind of like somebody else we know.
We need
Mike?
Hey. We need to fatten her up a little bit and get some left side weight. But
you're looking a little like Bonita there. You're looking fit.
11 pounds down.
Nice. Good job, Jay.
Yep. 11 pounds down.
Looking healthy, looking great. That's what I need
happy.
To do. I need to lose.
Wait, what was the last word?
Happy.
JJ and happy. Happy all in the same sentence. I think I'm going to have a good night.
Touch a truck's covered. Why you want to give me all wound up?
Anybody want to email JJ, they can email JJ.
That's true. JJ at onwheelsnow.com.
Yes. Yeah, they got it at the Speedway now.
Uh-oh.
It was posted on the door Friday night that they needed my email.
The bathroom door? The check bar?
The check bar.
Okay. I don't know where your information's posted.
The troubled door.
I think
the exit door.
I think security wanted the security door.
They want more than your email, Jay.
Well, they know where I pit. They know where I pit. That's all. I just point them over to Gary.
Point, yeah.
They look like little buzzards buzzing around where we pit.
Hey, real quick.
JJ must be with us.
Real quick, two things. What did you guys think of this past race? I mean, Gary, you were in the mix of... I think I saw somebody behind you give you a shot somewhere between one and two. I don't know who it was. Oh, maybe it was three and four. Okay, it was one of those two.
He'll correct you, believe me.
There's only two sets of turns, Mike.
I had a 50-50 chance.
I wonder why the modified wasn't out there.
No, you know, he was probably racing just as hard as I was.
What'd you think?
Again, Richter called a good race.
Good. That's good to hear. Tim Richter, of course, the promoter out there this year again.
Yes.
At the Bullring.
It was a good race for all of us. So
yep.
It was good.
I started 17th. Come the 15th lap, it got frigging chaotic. In all the years that I've raced out there, I've never been lapped.
Can you believe that? I haven't been lapped.
These cars are flying. 7 years ago, 21 second car, no problem.
Yeah.
I was rolling top five, top 10. I finished up 16th. Okay, these cars are flying. That's all there is to it. I will admit I was in the way. I had to dive to the infield.
What do you think's changing out there? I mean, obviously they're teching the vehicles afterwards.
You can do a lot more to the motor.
Yeah, they're not a typical factory type car.
They're more of a street stock now.
Yeah. It seems like
it's
the direction that these cars are going.
It's a lower street stock class. You know, they call it entry level. You know, it is technically an entry level because they don't have mini stocks out there or anything.
You know, and I was talking to Aaron McMorrin. You know, Aaron McMorrin, of course, ran Lucas Oil Modified for a while and been in Modified for a long time and, of course, racing Bombers again this year. He goes, because, man, I'm having fun and I can afford it. That was his word.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So he's out there having fun, and he can afford to race this division and be happy rolling the car back on the trailer at the end of the night.
Hey, I'm just happy surviving out there. That's all. I'm having fun. Yeah. Look, I'm an old man, 55. I'm trying to stay out of the way and trying to stay out of trouble. Got spun the first race twice. I understand. Got the message, guys. I'm still having fun out there, you know.
That's what it's about. It doesn't matter if you're
17th, finished 16th, and I moved up one spot by attrition after tech.
Oh,
so
cool.
Not complaining. Had a blast.
There you go.
With Tim Richter, I'll tell him, he's, like Gary said, called a heck of a race.
Cool.
We only had one yellow. That's why we're back out there again. We really respect what he's doing out there.
That's great. And of course, they're not racing out at LVMS this weekend because the Touch a Truck is this weekend, obviously, on the 11th. But they will return, you guys, most NASCAR divisions on the 18th.
Correct.
Yes.
And practice on Friday nights, of course, free to spectate on practice night on Fridays. But obviously, Saturday's pretty affordable night of racing, so... No more dollar dogs, but they're $2 dogs. Still cheap
cheap
dinner for the
it's
kids.
It's the best five-hour family entertainment that you can friggin' get.
And you know what?
I'm going to tell you.
They
right
were on
now,
the ball.
You can't get a better deal.
And they were on the ball with the times. Everything. We got, what was it done at, by 10:30?
About 10, yeah, about 10:15 they were
15.
Done.
Yeah. It was done. Everybody, you know, it wasn't drawn out. It wasn't too short. It was just right. It was a good night of racing for everybody else that raced except for me.
I had a blast. That's all I know.
So
I'm having fun.
And am I correct, Justin, Silly Dilly's birthday or something? Is that what?
Happy birthday to Silly, yes.
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Cecilia Dilly.
Sunday was her birthday.
It was Sunday.
So.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, and happy Easter.
Happy late Easter.
Did you have a pink bunny hopping down your hallway?
No, not in my hallway. No. The one was sighted up in North Las Vegas, though.
Was it?
A 6-foot
Extreme
pink
North
bunny.
Las Vegas, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And at all points, Bolton went out for him, and unfortunately,
nobody got hurt.
Nobody got the G Bunny task force did not capture that 6-foot bunny. So maybe it'll be sighted again, and we figure 364 days it might be sighted again. So the G Bunny task force has stood down for another year, and fortunately. No Easter baskets or eggs were harmed. So.
There's an inside thing here that I'm not aware of, so we'll leave it at that.
If you would race, you would know.
A couple things, of course, LVMS.com. You can go there, click on the bullring link, and check out the schedules for the bullring. And you can always go to www.thebombernation.com website and click on the message boards. Buy something, sell something. It's all there. And we've got some JC Motorsports sponsors here.
Yeah, I want to thank Nevada Pick Apart for everything they do out there. Camp Out, Reliable Banner, Pickart Radiator, Phil and Jim, thanks for everything you do. D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick, really appreciate the support again for 2015. And, of course, Daniel at Best Muffler.
And, of course, the 11th annual Touch a Truck event going on this Saturday. If you're going to just bring the kids out, come about 9:30. And
9:30 to 11 is horns free, and then you have the rest of the afternoon. Come on out.
And trust me, them horns do go off at 11 o'clock.
Sharp.
Go on the website, Touch a Truck. Tickets are $6 in advance. They're $8 at the gate.
Either way, you know, if you get them at the gate or at the in advance, all going to a good cause. So
once again, the Bomber Nation, JC Motorsports on Wheels Now is behind family connections. 100% of the money stays in Vegas to help families. Not a dime is spent outside.
And what great classes and all that. And go to the website, touchatruck.com, or you can go to familytofamilylv.org to find out more also. I mean, just
great article in the RJ, April 7th.
You really?
Okay. Read about it? Yep.
Okay.
Great article that you can pull up. Go to the RJ, Touch a Truck, and fantastic two-page article in there about it.
And, of course, at the race car area at the BomberNation.com JC Motorsports section, you're going to have the number 42, Justin Griffith, the 01, Gary Griffith, the 33 car. No, J.J. Nunn's car. We got the 65
brand
car.
Brand new one.
The new 65 car of Gary Wyatt. Arlie, is he going to bring his out again?
No, Arlie won't.
Okay. And, of course, my car, it's the 777 modified, Grand American modified. And, of course, the 34 plus 2
the one
super
and only
late model, Kaylee Barker.
Miss
yes,
Kaylee Barker.
You're going to want to come out and shake her hand and really find out who she is. What a great gal she is. A great kid. So come out and meet her, meet Kaylee Barker in the super late model. So see you Saturday. And if we don't see you Saturday, which we know we will again be here at 6 p.m. live at onwheelsnow.com as we are every Tuesday. So
come on out.
Come on
out. Support Touch a Truck.
I hope to see everybody out at Touch a Truck.
Yep.
If not, see you next week, Tuesday, 6 p.m. onwheelsnow.com. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.